Hi and welcome back to The Vaulting Pod. Today I'm going to interview Helen Rosenberg, an adult figure skater from Sweden.
Yes, correct.
Hi. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about you.
Well, I'm 47 years old and I live on the west coast in Halmstad and been skating all my life almost. And I think it's a great sport. I didn't compete that long, but I did compete, and then I skated professional in Holiday on Ice, an ice show.
Wow.
So I did the show in almost all of the world. So it was great fun.
So you traveled a lot with the ice skating?
Yeah, correct.
Wow, yeah. That's awesome. Did you wear some funny costumes?
Oh, major.
Do you remember any kind of funny or especially weird things?
Well, it was different kind of themes in the shows, of the shows, and one show was the anniversary show, so it was like from different older shows. And then one show was a travel through times, a journey through times. So then it was very spacey, and then the last show I did, it was quite weird as well. So, but I've been a robot. I've been a blob. I've been a penguin. I've been a lady from the Western USA, like a cowboy girl, and
A lot of different things. For how many years did you work with Holiday on Ice?
4.5 years.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yeah.
And you have kids now. Was that before you got kids?
Yes. It was 94 I joined the show and finished 98. So that I came back to Sweden and got educated and got a proper work, even if it was very, very hard work. It was 2 and 3 show days,
wow,
and plus travel days. So,
yeah.
But then I finished. I didn't skate for many years then, but then they wanted me to join the ice club again.
So, yeah, in Halmstad.
In Halmstad, yes. So I started to be a ballet teacher. So I wasn't a teacher, not a coach on ice, only off ice. Because I think there's so many more things you need as a skater.
Yes.
You need to reach out to the audience when you skate. There's so many skaters that look down. You need to look up and open your chest and work on the...
And your posture.
Yes, exactly.
There's a lot in ballet with posture, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah. And also with the arms, if it's strong music, you need to have strong arms. If it's soft music, you need to work from the elbow down to the bottom of the fingers, to fingertip. And I think that was my kind of... work and in the club, and then I start to skate again as an adult, but I think it was because I did some shows in the club. We did it, I can't remember, 5 or 6 shows, and then I got kids, and then I get more and more involved in the clubs, and I'm chairman of the board as well. So skating is my life, kind of. So it's one I'm working, but I'm doing skating as well, and it's quite a lot of work. So,
and I mean, not only being in the club and working as a chairman, but also being active. Mm-hmm. And as you said, that ice skating is a very versatile sport. Mm. And I think that is really something we have in common with both vaulting and ice skating, because you need so many different things to be good at it. not only the posture and talking with the audience, you need to be very technical as well and be not afraid, do jumps, and have a good condition. You have to go maybe running and to be able to do all that stuff on the ice and being strong. So
and I don't know what you call it, spenst.
Like being
powerful when you jump.
Being explosive.
Yes, explosive. Yes, correct.
Yeah. Yeah, wow.
So it's there. I think it's as you said, many things that we have in common, and and also when we do the pirouettes and the music, the choreography, like to reach out and
What do you like most about ice skating?
I think it's because it has everything. but I like I like to how do you say, act towards the music. I mean,
well, express yourself. Yeah,
and I think the shows is what I think is the best. jumps is very hard, especially as an adult, because you don't. You think you are 15 in the brain, but it doesn't work with the body and the muscles. So you think you can do the same things as when you were young, and it's very frustrating. Yeah. So I think it's hard to accept that. Okay, you can do these things, but you can't do those things. But it's fun to jump as well, so I don't want to take that away, because you need to, how you say,
find an easy way to
push yourself to do something, something that you normally shouldn't have done.
Yeah,
and I think it's very good for the mental mental health as well. Like you get very strong.
Yes,
in your mind. And that helps you in your normal life. Mm. So it's good, I think.
So funny that you say that you feel that ice skating is like this complete sport that gives you so many things. Because in vaulting, we are always about... That is mainly what a lot of vaulters think. Mm-hmm. I would probably say, so if you would like horses as well, then vaulting would be like a perfect sport. And I guess that maybe is just like the tiny difference between ice skating and maybe also the ice, of course.
And it's a little bit colder harder.
But I guess that the sport is so versatile that there are so many parts in it is something that attracts people to it.
Yeah, that's true. Like my daughter, my oldest daughter, I have two daughters, and both skated. But then the oldest daughter, she finished because she thought it was quite cold and it was quite hard to fall. It's like, all right.
Yeah, I get that.
You need to like the cold, or don't think, but you get so warm when you're on the ice, so you don't think about it. So.
Yeah, I guess so too. I think it's more hard for the trainers who maybe not skate so much, but the background why we're sitting here today is because we both went to an adult skate camp in Sweden.
Yeah.
And the trainers were wearing very thick jackets and pants, so they were not freezing on the ice.
No.
Because obviously they move a little bit less than the active ones.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
How many years did you take off from ice skating before you started again?
I think maybe... Maybe it was only 1.5 years.
Yeah.
But of course, since I was doing, maybe two years, because when I did the show for the skaters in the club, I need to be on the ice as well. And we had like a show group. So it was adult skaters. So I think that's when we started to have adult skating in the club. So we had this show group.
Yes.
And so then we were on the ice, but we did like only easy things, like no jumping and so on. So only steps and spins. So when I started to skate, like properly, like exercise, it was maybe 6 years ago, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was like more for leisure until 6 years ago when you started to do more of it again.
Yes. Yeah. So I think it was, I was on the ice like a couple times, half year, like every season.
Yes.
So maybe in every year I was on maybe 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
So then I was looking that, because we started an adult group, we, like Sylvia, another girl here, skating, and we skating.
Another adult skater.
Yeah, and we skated a long time, and she and she's a coach as well. Mm-hmm. So she had an adult skating group.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it began, and then it got bigger and bigger. So then I thought, oh, maybe I should start, and so I was just skating for fun. But then they said, oh, why are you not competing? Auto competing. I was like, no, I did that long time ago. Not again. I'm not gonna have these fancy dresses again, and no tights. Oh my god, no, not with this body, la 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 la. So, but then and then I said, well, if I'm gonna skate and compete, it should be something big. Otherwise I'm not gonna compete. And I said that only for fun, because that's, it would never be a big
competition.
And but then they said, well, there's this Olympic game, like winter games for adults, like veterans and all different kind of sports in Austria. Why do we? So that's a big competition. And I was like, shit.
Yeah, it really is. It's probably the biggest an adult skater can do, right?
Yes, so we did. Oh my god. So we applied and we joined, and it was really, really fun, but really hard work, because you're going to have a program like you have on the horse.
Yes, yeah.
We do a different
And you have to follow the rules and...
Yes, exactly. But the hardest is it's not the same in English, is it? Condition.
Condition. Yeah, well, that you're able to do all that stuff. I mean, it puts a strain on yourself. It is a lot of hard work.
Oh, and physically get that pulse. It's really tough. 2.5 minutes, it's quite tough.
Yeah.
And it's very...
Fast.
Yes, and intense. So that was the hardest, I think.
Oh, and... How hard is it to qualify for that as an adult?
Well, actually, it doesn't work like a normal normal competitions in skating.
Yeah.
So the Swedish Federation, they don't send you, because you just apply.
Okay.
So you just need to apply for right age and right level.
Yeah.
So I looked which age I am, okay, what level am I? So I compared when I was when I skated, okay, I did axel, but I didn't do double jumps.
Yeah.
So, okay, then I should be in this level.
Mm-hmm.
So,
so you have different level classes, regardless of how old you are.
Well, yeah, in each level, you have this age level as well. So, for example, and this is quite new for me. So, for silver, for the bronze, then it's a starting, like you do single jumps and
basic stuff.
Yeah, more basic, but they're doing quite difficult things as well. But you start there. And so there you have the different levels of age, and then next is silver, so it's the same there. So and then you have both a more you have there is one more how do you say
one more class or one more difficulty or?
I'm just thinking, I lost the name now.
No worries.
artistic.
Yes, yeah.
There's one artistic program. So then it's, you should do some things, but then it's up to you. You can do whatever you want.
Okay, so it's quite free.
Yeah, and it should be artistic.
Like yeah.
How you move and how you act towards the music.
And with the audience, as you said, maybe.
It's so fun, yes. And I really, really like that.
And that is the one you did?
I did both, actually.
All right, the bronze or silver?
I did gold in...
Wow.
I was in gold level
yes.
in artistic, and the normal one I was in silver.
Okay.
Because I don't do this...
like triple jumps.
No, not triple, and not even double jumps, so...
Well, I guess that is really hard to do.
Axel I did, and all single jumps.
Okay. Yeah. Well, but it seems to me that you're... that. And I have seen you skating, and I'm very, very impressed. Not only of your age, also because I'm impressed by all skaters who do good jumps and spins, because it's still so hard for me to learn. Just that feeling of feeling comfortable in your shoes and on the ice, I think that is very, a very nice feeling. I can feel it sometimes when I do my stuff that is totally unprofessional and just what I feel for, but
no.
But that feeling, I think that is wonderful to see and to feel. And how was it to be at the Olympics in Innsbruck in Austria? Because I know you mentioned it was in Innsbruck.
It was really an experience and great fun. I mean, everybody's cheering and clapping and cheering for each other. I mean, everybody knows how hard it is, and we adults, right?
So they do it's cheer hard. You up regardless of which country they are from,
So, and if you really and what's really fun is that everybody was throwing out some gifts to each other.
Oh yeah!
So it was really really cute. I got from Japan and Austria and. From Canada and Australia and States, and it was so funny. So, and I think I mean it was the one of the first. We did only one competition before, two competitions before that. So it was a new experience for us. So but great fun. But more nervous than I thought I should be, because we were going there and we said, hey, it's just for fun.
Yes.
And we just go there and have a good time. But when it comes, it's funny because it doesn't matter how old or how young or which level, you know, this competitive brain starts and you get nervous and you get in the mood like, come on, let's go, we can do it. So it's quite fun how you change.
And I think that is so wonderful to talk with you about being an adult and still doing a competitive sport, regardless of which level, because I think everybody should do it at that level they are capable of and what they want to do. But that is really something I hope we can develop more in vaulting, because I think it is important to be able to do what you want to do depending on your abilities.
Yeah.
And regardless of age.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, I mean, why should it matter how old you are? If you want to do a sport, I think you contribute to a lot of other people too, because you will be a role model for younger kids and well, well look, she's grown up and she can still do this, or she has just learned this and this is wonderful. Do you feel that you learned new things as an adult that you couldn't do as a younger?
Definitely. When we skated, I mean, we thought we did quite advanced things.
Yes.
And it was by that time, but now it has developed so many new techniques, new steps, new spins, and new positions. I learn something new every time I step on the ice, and that's what I think is also lovely with our sport. I don't know how, but I think it's the same with your sport. And
you're never done.
You go to next level, and that's what I can see with the kids. And that, I mean, you never you never finished. You never, well, now I've done this. There's nothing more I can learn. So,
yeah.
And I think it's nice when, I mean, if you've been in the sport for a long time, it's nice to know that, okay, I can continue skate when you're young, older.
Yes.
Because it's, you spend so many hours on the ice.
Yes.
And off ice, because you need to have,
yeah,
same time off ice, because you work with so many other things. And I think that's nice to know that you can do other things. But also, if you have a club that that welcome even adult skaters that haven't been skating before, and teach them to learn skate from the basic, then I think it's lovely, because it's quite hard to start skate when you're old,
yeah,
if you haven't done it before.
Yeah.
And we have two persons in the club, mm-hmm, two skaters, older skaters, which they started when they were old.
Yeah.
And they are role models for me, because if they can do it, I can do it.
Yeah.
And it was because Sylvia, my skating friend, and the board, they decided that they should start up a adult group. And it was actually parents of one parent, and then parents of the skating kids, but then also, mm-hmm, other that joined.
Yeah.
And so I think it needs to have an accepting club.
Yeah.
And also time, mm-hmm, ice time.
Yes.
Because it's
that's
hard.
Something that is very expensive, yeah, for you.
Well, it depends on where you live in Sweden and which city.
Well, but I guess at least it's quite booked.
That's what I was going to say, because the hockey and the we compete about the same times, I think, and well, not compete, but we need a lot of time.
Yeah, and both it's of basically them, in the so evenings and weekends, which is the same for both of you.
Yeah. Yeah. But the good thing with adult skating is that we can skate late and we can skate early in the morning. You don't put 9 years old kids skating 7, 8, 9, or I mean 8, 9 in the evening.
It's,
or 7 in the morning. You don't do that. But no, so I think it's I think it's good for the kids to know that you can continue skating when you are grown up, and you can see now, I mean, many of the skaters that have been skating finish, they said, no, I don't want to skate anymore. They come back and actually start skating again after a couple of years, but they just want to skate for fun. They don't want to compete and so on. And I think it's good to have that that possibility as well.
Yeah. Well, but I have actually two grown-ups in my vaulting group, and one of them, she vaulted when she was a kid in the 90s. So, but she missed it. And also she remembered that she felt very good in her body when she was younger. And so she wanted to feel that again. And the other one has not very much vaulting experience, but she has quite good posture and good of, I mean, you don't have to have everything of that, but the more you have, obviously, the easier you will get to learn things. But I think if there is a will, there is a way. And it is important, as you say, for the young kids as well, to see that you can do something with your life, even as a grown-up. Because I think previous decades, a lot of times it was, you were training until you're 16 maybe, and then you go to the university and then it's over, and then you get kids and then your life is like over for your free time. And I think that sounds so boring to me, because I think that everybody has wishes and dreams, and it doesn't matter if you are 16 and or 20 and you want to get back to the sports, or if you never started but you have been dreaming of it your whole childhood, why not do it then? I mean, the worst that could happen is that you think it's boring, you to do something else instead, but more support to adults.
Yeah,
I guess.
And I think it's also nice because you have, I mean, if you have been a skater, you have your friends, and you have. I mean, it's a special feeling to belong to a club, and
yes.
And to keep members in the club. I mean, if we can keep them in the club a couple more years, and they can help out in the club, and they can still be in contact with their friends, and I mean, we're all friends, and it doesn't matter if there is. We have different levels on the ice.
Yeah.
We're having fun. I mean, we can look at us.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm you've not never doing been a lot skating, and we've been skating all of our lives, but we're struggling as well. But we're having quite a good time on the ice, and I think you see that we are smiling and laughing as well.
Yes. And and I think that is
not
so
that serious
important.
All the time. But
I think that is so important to keep the fun, and as you said, with the social part as well.
Mm. Yeah.
Because then you feel. That there is something in life. Yeah. You don't go to your boring job every day and die a little.
No,
I mean, of course, you can have good jobs as well that are fun, but it's nice to have something meaningful in your free time as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell me, do you have any dreams that you still, you think that I would like to learn this again, or I would like to learn this that I have never done. Tell me about your dream.
Well, there are some spins that I would like that I want to do again.
Yeah.
Some different positions that I didn't do, but it depends if my legs and my body works with me.
Yes.
But I'm just happy to keep my health because I had some problem with the health and some sickness. So as long as I can keep my health and be happy, and the sport give me so much energy, and it's getting me stronger, I think, both physical and mentally. And so that's my goal, that I want to I can do every season. I can go through it, but as well, it would be lovely to land some double jumps again. you can see I'm getting so frustrated on the ice. I know how to do it, but I can't do it now, and it's so frustrating.
And how do you work with yourself so you can accept? Okay, at the moment I'm here. But I'm working on it, because what you're telling me, I remember from other vaulters who have been in the sport and then took a break, because they feel, I know how it's supposed to feel when I do this, maybe a swing into handstand, but I can't do it right now because I don't have the muscles, but I know exactly where to be, and they get frustrated as well, so it doesn't matter which sport.
Yeah.
What do you tell yourself, what do you do so you keep going?
Well, I mean, I'm laughing quite a lot at myself. Hello, granny. What do you think? What do you expect of your world? Hello, come on. And so I'm trying to be a little bit more relaxed.
Yes.
And laugh a lot. And then, I mean, my youngest daughter, she's so good at on the ice. She's really, really good, I think. So I think that, okay, she's better than I was on the ice, so I give her my energy. So, no.
Well, but maybe you did other things that she didn't do. I mean, you went to holiday on ice. She has not done that.
Not yet. You never know. No, but I think if I want to do a jump and so on, I know that I can do it sometime. But,
yes.
I just need time, and I just not push me too much. Because the body won't work with me then.
Yeah.
In that case. So.
Is there something that you would like to say to your younger you that you feel like I learned this as about myself, and if my younger me had thought about this, life would have been more easy or something?
Well, we had always
such a good fun. We had a good group.
Yes.
So it's important to have a good social activities with your own group, like yeah. the team. Because if you have fun and it motivates and motivates you a lot, so that's what I want to tell them, because so many is taking it so serious, seriously, and which is important, of course, if you want to reach to the top, but have fun as well, like laugh a lot, it helps out,
yes,
it free your mind, and know what your trigger points, like what gives you energy and yeah. What takes energy. That yeah. that because that's important during the competitions to know to your trigger points. Kind of.
You told me that you still feel the same nervous feeling mm-hmm. when you go to competition, but did you feel there was something different going to competition now than when you were younger?
I wasn't really I remember myself when I competed such a long time ago yeah. when I was young, but I wasn't that nervous actually when mm-hmm. I was competing when I was younger, which I was now, because I didn't know how my body how it was going to respond.
Yes.
So that was the hard thing.
Yeah.
And since we haven't done it for such a long yes. time, that was the hardest, I think.
Yeah. And how do you feel, how does it feel different to still do the sport on a quite high level? Because you do ice skating 3 to 4 times a week, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And I mean, for an adult, I think that is quite a lot to just do one sport. I mean, it
yeah.
is still...
Yeah.
You're aiming for higher. Mm-hmm. You're not aiming for leisure once a week. Mm-hmm. You're aiming for yeah. development. Yeah. And how does your body feel? How does it respond now as you're older than when you were younger? Do you feel any difference?
Tricky question.
Because you told me a little bit you feel maybe stiff or something.
Yes, I mean, the body is older.
Yes.
I really, really need to warm up properly.
Yeah, yeah.
That is really... And
that is more important now than earlier?
Yes, so much. And also stretching
yeah.
Before and after.
Yeah.
And for example, I start doing yoga in the mornings.
Yes.
And I can see that helps out quite a
yes.
lot. And just to have a routine to warm up the body. And I can see that... If I do the same thing like before my exercise, it's helping out. I can't do as I did before, coming like 15 minutes before, and you need to proper warm up, and you need to think what
yeah.
you can do so you don't mm-hmm. Hurt yourself.
So like more listening to your body
yeah.
every day,
yeah.
how it feels just today
yeah.
and
yeah.
how it just responded to earlier
yeah.
practice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that everybody should do that, but it
yeah.
maybe gets more intense when your body gets older because you feel more, getting more stiff or something.
Yeah, but I think I think I mean, I need to exercise.
Yes.
I feel so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Now we had like summer break and I didn't do much. Okay, of course, it's really good to have a summer break. but I think I really, really need to exercise. Then
yeah.
I feel best. Yeah.
So you usually you train 4 times a week with your ice skating. Is that only on ice time, the 4 times, or what do you do? Or do you do something else above that, or how do you structure your training?
I do some
yeah?
How you say core and muscle workout.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do that once a week, but it depends on. And then now this term I for this season. I didn't do ballet or dance class with the skaters, but otherwise I do that as well. So that helps me to strengthen my posture and my core. But otherwise, no. I'm running sometimes, so it is a little bit different, but these 3 times a week, it's enough for me, I think. But good workout, core, it's important, and the ballet with the 4 points to get strong, the hips and the shoulders, these 4 points, it's very important to work out with.
I can imagine that. Also for vaulting, I believe ballet would be something that is a good sport to do.
Yeah, I really think so.
Yeah, with the posture and the to be more calm, to be more in touch with your body and your parts, to be more conscious about where, how do I use my body, what do I do, how does it feel, where is it right now? And I think that is something I really like with the ice skating. I have to concentrate and go, okay, my arms just did follow, but if I don't think about my arms, everything else will be bad. So being aware of that you have arms and legs and head is really important.
Yeah.
Do you have any idols or people you get inspired by? You told me about the 2 elderly adult skaters that started, that started when they were adults. But do you have other people or animals, or what do I know? Where did you get your inspiration from for your ice skating?
Oh. Well, there's so many skaters. I mean, watching the competitions, both when you are with the kids on their competitions, and then in the nationals and the Europeans and so on. It doesn't matter really. I think it can be someone I haven't seen before, but such a lovely program. But there are some skaters there. It's really, really good. But then I think. I think my daughter is very, she's she's my idol as well. She has such a good view on life, and she's very strong in the ice, and how do you say?
She has her head.
Her goal.
Goal set up,
And then I have my other daughter, she also an idol. She's very strong. Power. So there are many people, the people in my environment, I think.
That's so lovely. Sometimes you don't need to look so far away, you have it right in front of you.
And trust yourself, be your own idol, give yourself
a pat little, on the shoulder.
Exactly, and say you're good.
What is your, would you say, greatest success? It doesn't have to be a medal, it could be, but what would you consider as your greatest success when it comes to figure skating?
Well, actually, I would say now when that I actually did go to Austria, because I was really sick, so I didn't even know if I could make it. And I did go there, and I did well, even if I hard to. I'm not good to say good. Well done, Helen. Well, I can do it to myself, but not to everybody else. But that I actually did it, and I took 2 medals, and so I can be happy for it. Yes. But just that I did it. I think that's really, and then I'm really, really happy that I joined Holy on Ice, because it's I wish everybody could do that and to work with your hobby and travel around the world and work with the different nationalities and different cultures and meet other cultures, and it's you learn so much about yourself,
yeah,
and others. So I think those two things is that I'm very happy about.
Sounds like really huge experiences. Very awesome. Do you remember why you started ice skating or what you fell for? I mean, probably your parents took you to ice skating.
You should do start. Well, I started quite early to do things, like I started ballet, skating, skiing, it was in gymnastics. I was about maybe 4 years old. I started to do different kind of sports and just to have fun. But no, I just continued. I don't know. We didn't have that much money when I was a kid, so then it was quite expensive. So I was very happy that I could go.
Yes.
But I love sports. so I did. I think I've done so many sports: basketball, dancing, squash, badminton. Yeah, there's so many things. So I just think it was my friends as well, that I had good friends. So I stayed and had fun and skated and continued and developed. So
Are there any other sports you like to do when you're not ice skating?
Oh, skiing. Now I'm into paddle as well. Dancing. I love dancing.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to see if I can get my husband to start dancing salsa. That would be lovely. But after a drink, his hips starts to move. So maybe I need to force him.
Mine too. It's very weird because I think after 6 years, I discovered he could dance. I've been with him for 11 years. It's quite funny. It's like, you can dance? And it was like on a party with a family when he had been drinking something. Yeah. It's like, funny. Okay, where did you learn that? Why didn't you tell me? Well, you better not know. Something like, that sounded weird, but I just meant that he didn't want to tell me that he could dance, because then it would mean that he had to dance with me because he knew I like dancing. So I think he learned it in the gymnasium in school, in high school. So, yeah. Oh. And do you remember what made you continue doing ice skating then? Was it just the movement or what did make you continue as a child?
No, it was you learn new things and you start compete, and of course you want to do better.
Yeah.
And then the friends, of course, and we were a good group, so we had a lot of fun. So and then after college, after college, then people normally they start to disappear because you continue to university and so on. But then I started Holiday on Ice instead. There were.
You must be quite good to start there, right? You need to be.
Yeah, you need to do auditions.
Yes. Oh wow. Yeah. Well, I guess so. Well, I know that you're good, but I mean, I didn't know how it worked to start working there,
But I wasn't a principal, I was a chorus, so it was, but you need to be good anyhow, but I didn't want to do a principal. Oh, there's some birds.
Yeah.
They want to join us.
Looking for food,
yeah.
I guess.
No food here, not yet. We're longing for food all the time.
Yeah. Have you done any partner skating or any like synchro skating?
No, not more small things in the show, but no.
Not for competition.
It's not that big in Sweden. So unfortunately, I would love to do... it would have been fun, but it's not that, we don't have that many skaters, that many male skaters that want to do that. So.
Do you have to be a male and a female to do partner?
Yeah, ice dancing is, it's you need to Yeah, and both you can't be two females and.
Well, hopefully, with that will change in the future.
Yeah, yeah, but it's hard for pairs.
Yeah.
It's hard for you need to be very strong if you need to lift a female.
Yeah, of course. No, I just think about it because in vaulting we don't have that you need to be either male or female. Of course, you need to be strong.
Mm. But ice dancing would be fun. That can be.
Yeah.
Pair, I think it's.
Okay.
It's
hard. Yeah. Well, when it comes to the stunts, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you need to be a very muscly ice skater, but you usually don't see a lot of them. You see, like, these tiny, small ice skaters.
Yeah, but the girls are very tiny then.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Well, that would work with a grown-up and a child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I guess you have age limits to pair skating, too.
In the adults? Auto skating?
No. Oh, yeah. Oh, you have? No. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
There were some really old ones in
yeah, but could you have one that is not 18 and one that is 18 or above?
I'm sorry, I can't answer
on
that. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't know actually.
Yeah.
But I think you need to be in the same kind of age level.
Yeah.
It mustn't be too much difference, I think.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure.
Well, last but not least, do you think there is anything that the vaulting world could take to think about when it comes to developing sports for grown-ups? I mean, because since you have some quite developed for being able to continue doing ice skating when you're adult, do you think there's something that, besides having a good club that supports you, is there anything else you think that would help, something that is structural or something else that would support that?
I mean, if you have a good board that work for that as well, and you can see that it
with competition board.
The board in the club
that they
help out and give you the förutsättningar. What's it
well,
in English?
The basics to work from.
Yeah, exactly. and also on the national level, like work on it because it's this sport. Sports is for everybody, and
yes.
You can do it all the life. And so they maybe need to. I don't know how much they work for the adults, but I think that's in every sport that.
To make it accessible.
Yeah,
yeah.
And make the right conditions.
Yes.
But otherwise, coaches think about that, help them to know that adults works in a different way. Like
That's totally right.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
And so maybe they need to develop other techniques and other moves and another rules for competitions, so it's more adjusted for elderly or adults.
Yeah,
not elderly.
Old people.
Adults.
Okay. Just saying, we're old people doing sports.
Yes. It's so funny because I say elderly, and my friends in abroad they just laugh like. You can't say elderly. Because elderly homes, like, no, I'm not that old. But
also, people in elderly care homes, they don't like to be called elderly.
I know. But I'm joking with myself.
Yes.
Like, oh, look, here comes granny. I can't walk today. Hello. You need to help me up. My hips doesn't work. I need to start working them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, I think you had a good point there with... educating trainers not only about the social part because that is very important too, but also about the physical abilities and how the body of an aging person works and to consider that not everybody maybe be interested in competing, and I mean that is so with kids too. I think it is important to think about that because not everybody wants to compete, and to keep a healthy society we need to spread it, and everybody should be able to do what they want to do in their way, that it is okay not to compete, but it is also okay to compete if you want to.
Yeah, it should be okay in the both ways, and if you want to compete, you need to push.
Then you need the right support.
And then if you don't want, then okay, so it should be okay.
Yeah.
For both. And
probably I think there are people that would like to be pushed as well, but still don't want to go compete. So I mean, you need to see the individual.
Yeah. We're having a really, really good coach in our club, Michaela. She's ace.
What does her make a good coach?
No, but what you say, it's an individual skater. I mean, look at the kids.
Yes.
Then different age, different development in the teenaging process, and they have different needs, different. They struggle with different things, and she can. I think she can really reach out and push them in the right way, and she know when she should back off and know when to push, and and she's doing a really good job with the kids and us adults.
and that needs a good coach, as you say, because it's so different needs and different ages. Well, there's definitely a value to have people in different ages and different goal settings in the club, and because everybody can help each other in different parts of life. I mean, you can learn something from a 5-year-old. It's just about if you are open to let it.
That's true.
Is there anything you would like to talk about, do you think, that you think that could be important for the vaulting community to take with you, with us, but adult training or artistic sports?
No, I think good to continue being curious and try different kind of sports that are narrow. I mean, that would be really, really interesting to work crossover
cross-border
sports.
Yes.
So, because I think we can learn a lot from each other.
Definitely. Thank you so much for the interview, Helen. Yes. It was so nice having you.
Yeah, thank you.
If you have any questions or ideas for new episodes of this pod, please don't hesitate to get in touch with us through Instagram, where the name is The Vaulting Blog, or by email, which is thevaultingblog@gmail.com.